T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 2, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It is Wednesdays with Wiggy, and I would much rather get hockey analysis from Jermaine Wiggins than a clown whose main claim to fame is fake nicknames and phony friendships.
Who is he talking about?
You know what?
Who are you talking about?
I think I can nail this because I actually...
Yeah, you got this?
I actually saw him in the hallway... Because we all
lame name James.
Yes, we all work.
Oh, that's a good rhyme, Dale.
Thank you. That's a good sobriquet, right?
Now you're getting involved.
So I always, you know, he was saying like, yeah. Why would you want 4 hours with Steele? He calls him Steele, and I'm like, we're all in the same building at Ness, and I'm like, where's the hate?
So we got a lot of Nested people over here.
We do, but I'm
you
like,
notice that.
I'm like, where's the hate coming from? So I wanted to know from Dale because I think this is a perfect opportunity.
Oh, there you go.
For the Dalian to really come out and clap back.
It's not going
to
happen.
Why, Dale?
Because he's a clown.
From?
What do I care what he says?
He's
a clown.
But you got to clap back, man. It's with the millennials, right? That's what they call
we
us.
We are? No, yeah. We're not.
When
none
were millennials born?
Millennials are born.
None of us.
No,
you are.
Lucy.
80s. Lucy's the only millennial in the building.
No, I'm technically.
No, but I'm not. I'm not. Because
you
are. No, I'm not a millennial because I grew up with house phones and you had to call the girl's parents and be fearful of talking to the dad and being like, oh, hey, is she there real quick?
So that's a definition of a millennial?
Yeah.
You picked up a house phone?
No, it's the definition of not a millennial because millennials can just go right to the source. They could text the girl, the boy, whatever they want to do. That's a
different
thing.
So you had a house phone. Was it cordless?
I had a house phone. No, there was a cord on it.
Dale, do you have one of those phones where you had a call and you had the operator had to pull out those little...
No. Doesn't go that far back.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
But the phone in the kitchen had that long cord that you could carry into the living room practically.
About 3 or 4 rooms.
And I didn't have the internet when I was born. There wasn't the internet.
So maybe I'm not a millennial, but I like.
You're definitely not a millennial.
I like to see. Yes, I did have the pager. So maybe that doesn't.
You had a pager.
When I had a cell phone, the only people that had cell phone were drug dealers, and they were the size of bricks.
Right.
So I'm in the millennial world, I guess.
Sure,
you're
living in it. Yes, you're doing well. You do a lot of Twitter videos, I've noticed.
Yeah, I got some millennial kids, right?
Yes.
And so, Dale, what I'm saying is...
I have millennial kids. Right, yes,
so
absolutely.
You should know.
That's also the definition of you not being a millennial, as if your
you
kids
have
are millennials.
Right.
So all I'm saying is... Yeah. This is clapback season.
No, I'm good.
Mark James is, listen.
Is it clapback season? Lucy, is it officially clapback season?
It is officially clapback season.
Right.
Open today.
Yes. Confirmed.
Clapback season started April 22nd.
Oh.
And so look, we all know Mark James loves the yayo.
Earth Day.
We all know he loves
He loves yayo? I think that's is that right? Has that been confirmed?
I don't know. But you ever hear him in the morning? So it sounds like
he drinks soda nonstop.
No,
this guy.
This morning, so it sounds like he's doing a couple bumps. Like, like his plug's name is Tony Montana. This guy maybe does 2 or 3 bumps before the show. Dale, come on.
Bumps.
Yes.
I don't know if we support that here at Entercom.
Well,
I don't know if that's what we're looking for.
Dude is wired. Right?
Yeah, he is wired.
He might be calling asking you to go pee in a cup in the restroom.
I don't think there's no drug tests in here. Joey told me when you come in.
Yeah, you're good. No, you're good. You're all set.
All I'm saying is, Dale, I think this is a perfect opportunity time for the Dalian clapback. What is the hate for?
You know what? You know what I found, though, Wiggy, in my long career here?
Yes.
I found that the less I talk and the more I let clowns talk, the better I look.
Okay.
Specifically, Keith?
Yeah, that's why I talk all the time on the show.
No, I like talking to Keith.
That's a shot at you because
That's
all right.
Keith knows
that's
what he's talking about.
Right.
I like talking to him.
That's
so
the
Mark
big difference.
James knows nothing about hockey. He claims that he,
or anything else.
Well, he claims he popularized hip-hop in West Virginia.
That's
okay,
true.
Your Honor, the prosecution rests.
He did bring that out
and
there.
And him and Steph Curry are really good
friends. Our best buds,
So there's no chance we see the Dalian make its debut here.
I'm good.
You gotta keep waiting.
It's clapback season.
If you don't understand that the only reason they invite you in is because you're a clown. If you don't get that, then that's on you, not on me. James?
He was wearing face paint and a red note.
Like, I saw that. That was an odd look.
Yeah, I was
he can juggle at least, so he's entertaining in the breaks. You know, he can do that kind of thing.
He wanted to show me like a card trick in the back.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was like weird.
He wanted to get you alone.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know what's going
you know,
on.
You have no idea what that
goes
up to.
So, Wiggy, give me some hockey analysis, which I sure as hell wasn't going to get from Lame Names James.
Okay, I'll give you some hockey analysis, and I'll just let you know, clapback season runs until the beginning of August.
Okay.
So you've got
tons of time. Yes. That's good to know.
So if you didn't follow me on Twitter, at JWiggs85, I gave great
plug right out of the chute here. Well, get to your Twitter handle. You're here for 2 hours. But anyway, everybody's following you, especially during these games.
Oh, especially.
You got to be.
He is nonstop.
If you didn't hear me on Mutt and Callum, I am the hockey guy.
That's right.
I mean, I got to give credit to Dale.
I mean, Dale might be, but you're right there. It's neck and neck.
Well, Dale, he's still like, he's trying to make his way back because he had the reseeding thing. So right now, he's like, you know, he's got to fight his way back. But
that's
I will give him credit.
Can't ever overcome that.
No, the updated power rankings.
The Dale Jaffe and Barry
trio. You like that.
Classic.
You like those guys.
You know, I go there to kind of, you know, that's where good hockey minds.
You're a big Nesson guy, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, last night...
See, Wiggy understands, unlike some people on the planet, that you don't poop where you eat.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my mother always told me that. Don't...
But not everybody eats at Nessendale. You two guys eat at Nessendale.
Well, I eat a little bit. They don't feed me enough over there. So maybe I need to stop pooping in my food. All right, so some of my hockey breakdown
last
night.
Okay.
We'll start... Here, we'll start with one of the first goals that the Bruins had.
Sure.
And it's my hockey talk, right? So you can get this throughout the whole playoffs if you're missing
good,
it.
Good, good. We got another
good
series.
Pinch.
Oh, you like
that?
Pinch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I throw that stuff in. That's
all
right.
Well done.
I'm good listening. Pinch by Bruins D to keep the puck in on that first goal. Was a great pinch. I can't remember who it was. Came down the boards, kept the puck in the zone.
Good pinch.
Which allowed to the first goal.
The Nordstrom goal?
Yes, which, Dale, I'm with you. I don't know how the hell he got that one.
I've looked at it 15 times. I still don't know how it went in.
Well, one of my favorite ones on Hockey Talk here, I added a little flavor to this one.
Okay.
One of my favorite ones was the Corrali creating his own O with good puck control.
Oh, he did.
Through the neutral zone.
He beat like four guys.
I was like, who is that guy? That's Corrali?
Right. And he did that through the neutral
Robert
zone.
Robert Gordon Corrali, we call him.
I was going to say.
And
good.
If you don't know what the neutral zone is, that's the
zone.
Explain
that to me.
That's the zone between the two blue lines, right? Where center ice is,
right? Neutral zone.
And he had good puck control there, which there was two defenders. He was able to shield them off.
He really did.
And then he went far side with the snipe. Who knew Corrali
off
was
the post?
I didn't think he had that in him.
Oh,
and neither did Freddie Anderson.
Right. And then he had a nice little celly, so that's for the millennials out there.
Thank you.
He also scored that goal New Year's Day at Notre Dame and got a little excited,
too. Yeah, he
did. He scored some big goals this year.
I thought the Bruins did a great job. Second period, I was like...
I was nervous in the second
period.
On edge.
Toronto's attacking zone pressure,
mm-hmm.
meaning the way that they were on...
No, I got it.
Not everybody gets it.
Attacking zone pressure?
But
I got it.
Sorry.
Well, there's a lot of listeners out there.
For the layman out there. Some people only watch hockey in April, May, so I understand that. You got to explain it.
There's a lot of people. I told you, I'm the Bear League MVP of my...
Is that right?
Yeah, in Hockey Town. You can catch me out there skating.
Describe your game to us. Are you
I'm a
goon.
I got a little goonish in me, but not too crazy.
Okay,
but I'm
a
more.
He's a little goonish.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm more of a nifty power forward.
Power forward. You got like a Lucic type of game.
No,
to you?
I'm more skilled than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a nearly
a cross between Stan Jonathan and Rick Middleton.
Thank you. How about like a Rick Nash?
A cross between Nelly and Subban's ability to skate.
Subban's ability to skate.
And his shot.
Well, so I can see why you're MVP.
Yeah, well, that's,
it makes a lot of sense.
At the second period, I was watching this game, and I'm like, because I remember it was all about the line combinations, which
it was.
I was right. Pastrnak on that second line did not work.
No, you weren't right.
I was right.
They made the change, and now they can't lose.
No.
They won the last two games, and he's been playing on the second line.
Yeah, but he hasn't been doing anything. The one goal he had came where 5-on-5 goal because Lou tried to go the power play stuff, but it's 5-on-5.
All 5-on-5 goals yesterday.
Yeah. Which, that was a surprise to me. Right. I thought they were going to need the power
play. And no Pasta, but the one 5-on-5 goal that Pasta did score was he was on the Marchand line.
But Pasta's not been very good in the whole series, regardless of who he's playing with.
Right, because I think that's with them moving him. Now it's in his head, man.
But he was already bad, so they needed to switch it up.
Right, but
he's one of the reasons they did switch it up.
But I think it was a bad idea.
So you'd go back to the...
Because it was going to break. You know, it was going to break. And I think if you put him back... Now the question is, going into the Columbus series, Where is pasta?
Why would you mess with anything?
Krejci DeBrusk.
You've just won two in a row. You were down 3-2 in the series. Right. You won two in a row. But you don't change anything.
But you're getting goals from, look who you're getting goals from, right?
This is a positive, not a negative.
I'm not saying it's not a negative, but I heard from, I think it was Barry who said it last night after the game on your show. He said, you got goals in that game from your bottom six forwards.
Yes.
Right? So they're the reason why you won this series. Now you're going into Columbus.
Well, they're the reason you won
Game seven. Game seven, but they had a big, you know, throughout the series, you know, that those bottom six forwards have been
Were very good. But Marchand and Bergeron combined for 7 goals.
Right. So I'm saying you got to move Pasta back to the first.
I don't think you have to do that.
I think so because he's playing so bad where he's not been able to get anything going, and I think it's a lot of mental in his mind.
Yeah.
So I think Cassidy has to now say, all right, it really didn't work out because we didn't get any production from him on the second
line.
But
it did work.
No,
Wiggy, they
from
won.
Him though.
They won. I'm from him. I understand they.
But it's not just whether Pasternak scores a lot. It's what the team does.
But they switched him and they moved Heinen up to the second.
Yeah,
line.
Heinen's been great up there.
But Heinen didn't do
but
much.
But they didn't do much yesterday.
Right. So that's all I'm saying. In last night's game, in that second period, I'm like, wait a second. After Tavares scored, I'm like,
yeah,
he's gonna finally come. Because think about all series long,
right.
He's had a ton of opportunities, but it was the Bruins, and I said this on my Hockey Talk, tweet going into the third
the Twitter break. Show. You
I
had,
said,
yeah.
I said, okay, boys,
yep.
All right,
smart,
let's go. I threw my little Canadian accent.
Yep.
Let's go, boys. Here,
yep. Boys.
What we need to do third period is we gotta get some attacking zone offense and stay in the offensive zone, which they did.
They listened to you.
And they did.
Your hockey nickname would have to be Wigsy. It couldn't be Wiggy.
Yeah, no.
Wigsy. You got to put the S in the S-Y at the
they
end.
Do that.
Wigsy.
Yeah, I think Nifty calls me that. And,
Swoops. Please. Oh,
they call you that?
It's not Swoops.
I like
it's
to throw Swoop. The S on it.
But he doesn't. Yeah.
The Rat. So when I do the Bruins
alumni. Nice.
Yeah, I do a lot of Bruins alumni games. So I'm,
is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm always playing with those guys, you know.
How do you get roped into that?
Well, I do a lot of stuff with them.
Bruins. Alumni, though.
Right, because...
You're a Patriots alumni.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a little mix. They add a
catch
little...
Catch-all. Yeah, oh, I like
they
that.
Add
getting
a little
all the teams
flavor.
Involved.
You
can
see
that
Troy Brown
sense.
Do it. So they every now and then, they like to, you know, like, last night the Bruins brought out Edelman. You know, they like to bring in cross-sports,
they had
you know.
Gronk and...
Now, have
in
they
the
reached out to you
game?
About waving the flag at all?
Not yet, but I'm hoping for it.
Thinking maybe soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping
you
for
could,
it.
You could lobby for it the way Mark Savard did.
Yeah, take to Twitter. Get a poll going. That's what he did.
Well, Matt Kalman did say, hey, I should be the guy. So
I saw that.
He said that?
Yeah, he said, and he's, you know, Sunday Skate with Ken Laird.
That's right.
Hopefully we will be able to get that done. But I'm excited for the Bruins.
Good.
Now the question I ask, because I don't know much, and I'm going to
defer. What are you talking about? You're a hockey expert.
Are you kidding? Based on what I just heard?
I don't know
neutral
much
zone?
About Columbus.
Okay.
So
they're a new look team.
All right, Dale.
They added like 20 guys.
I'm gonna defer to you. I'm gonna give you a chance to get off the schneid a little bit. I'm still waiting on the apology.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God he's giving me a chance.
You got
here.
A shot here, Dale.
Thank
you.
You
got a shot right now.
Thank you, Wigsy.
Yeah.
So all right. So what do I? Okay. So what do we expect from the Bruins in this Columbus series? Because now, from what I'm hearing, it should be a cakewalk. To, well, not a cakewalk,
no.
But they should.
There's no
they're favorite.
Thing.
They should win the series.
Right.
They
should
win
the series, yes. And they should be headed to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's I don't like the idea of a cakewalk against a team that
word.
Just swept the Tampa
yeah,
Bay
maybe
Lightning.
That's the wrong word. But.
Yeah, they're good. Totally different stylistically than what you just saw. Much bigger, much stronger. Not the speed that you just. In fact, in some respects, I think the Bruins match up better against Columbus than they did against Toronto. Because I just think that the speed game isn't as big a factor. The last time these two teams played was like April 2nd or something. And Columbus really needed the win. It was like desperation time. They just barely made the playoffs.
Right.
The Bruins beat them 6-2. And after the game, you know, John Tortorella said that might be the best team in the National Hockey League over there. And they needed it. David Pastrnak's only played one game against this team this year.
Right.
He was out hurt during those two March games. He played in the April game, had a goal in the one game he played against them. You know, they haven't seen a lot of them this year. Columbus has got a couple of things going for them. The guys who they brought in at the trade deadline are suddenly starting to perform like what you thought you were getting. Matt Duchesne's been great.
He had a monster series.
Does that mean we see Backes then? Does that mean if they're saying
that
big of physical?
I don't think in the first game. I'd be surprised if you did.
See, and same thing I was saying to you before. I wouldn't change anything right now. You've just won two in a row. Why would you mess with it?
Yeah, I'm going back. I'm putting Pasta back on the first line.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
You need to get him going, though. You got to get him going. Right? You got to get him going.
But he should be able to get going with Krejci and DeBrusk.
I'll give you the guy to watch that you'll like a lot on Columbus? Watch Josh Anderson.
Josh Anderson.
Is
he black?
No. No, sorry.
Well, when you said I'd like him a lot.
Jones is on Columbus, right?
Ooh, there's your guy. I know every black hockey player. Well, I do like Seth Jones.
Anderson is a... He is a...
Evander Kane last night for
He is a power, right. A big, strong, okay. Power forward
type.
Is he
kind of like Ryan Reeves? Another black guy for Vegas?
Are we just going to run through every black player in the National Hockey League here?
Phil, there's not many. I only got about two or three more names and we'll be done.
Polishing it up here. Look, in my opinion, he's a guy that you'd like his game.
Okay.
He, you know, he's big and he's
like
strong and he plays with a real physical abandon.
And see that's the thing that I think hockey is missing nowadays. And you saw it last night with the San Jose, the cross check, you know, which led to the five minute penalty. And I'd like to see the Bruins, and that's when I think the Bruins are at their best, is when they're playing
cross-checking
physical.
People?
Well, not cross-checking.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's going to help you.
No, it's not cross-checking. But like what Brick did say on the Nesson broadcast, where they're being physical. They're not turning down the body to play the puck. And I think that's the thing that gives the Bruins the edge that they need in the games. If somebody, another guy might cut his ice time a little bit, Chara, man, what's going on with him? I'm just like,
I'll disagree with you, man.
Really?
Yeah.
He looks slow out there.
Well, he's not a speed demon anyway.
And he's getting knocked off the puck, though. Even if you're slow, and I know he's more of a big guy, he's just like...
Yeah, he's clearly not their best defenseman anymore.
Wiggy, no, and I'm not saying that he is.
No, I know.
I thought Brandon Carlo had a monster series.
Yep. Better.
I think that Zdeno Chara, as I said to Rich earlier, he's out there against the best offensive players the other team has to offer. He had the best plus-minus in the whole series for either team. He was a +6 in this series when all the best players on the Maple Leafs were all minuses. He's still a beast. He's not the best defenseman on the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, he's pretty good.
Like, I was watching him. Even my my 13-year-old kid goes, damn, what's Chara doing turning the puck over?
But the problem is you can't give more ice time to Grizzlick or Krug or Moore.
No,
like, you just can't do it.
Yeah, Moore had a bad one last night.
Yeah, Moore's not great.
Yeah, Moore had a bad one last night. But
Chara's a left defenseman.
Yeah.
Your number two left defenseman is probably Grizzlick.
You think he holds up a little bit better in the series because you said Columbus is more of
I think because of the matchup, he should.
I think the speed component which Toronto brings is not going to be as big a factor in this series as it was in the last series.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what Cassidy does because, like I said, I think Cassidy is still... I'm going to bet he moves pasta back to that first
line. I bet he doesn't.
Could you maybe bring it up six or seven more times?
I bet he doesn't.
God, could you just...
I'm guaranteeing that pasta is back on the first line.
All right, well, I will guarantee you that it won't start that way in game one tomorrow night.
We got two guarantees going on here, Rossi.
Yes.
Hit the alarm. We got two guarantees.
Is there an alarm?
Rossi's got all kinds of great sounds back there.
I will.
Usually it's all the same one.
It's the same stupid one over and over again.
Guarantee the pasta's back on the first line.
Okay. Are you a Tuca guy?
I've always been.
How do you feel after yesterday?
I felt like throughout this series, I felt like Tuca hasn't been the issue because everybody was gonna be like
he was not the issue.
Everybody's because his reputation up to this point before this series is like Tuca. It's always been the sober cats. Puka, Duka,
Fluka. Fluka Rask is my favorite.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Lame names, James.
So what's lame name?
Fluka Rask came way before James.
Puka Rask.
That one, too.
That's great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, Puka.
Do you think you can win the cup with Tuca?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as he's playing the way he's been playing.
Yeah. I think they can, too. And I think also they are a good enough scoring team where he should be able to allow two goals in a game, and they can still win.
Well, you think about it last night, right? I think it might have been in period two when the Bruins were up 2-1. Toronto had a few chances.
Oh, they had a bunch of chances.
Where Tuca
was great.
Really, a little hockey talk.
Here we go.
Stood on his head.
Sure did. Yeah, he did.
Seen him go. He loves the butterfly. We know he's a butterfly.
Yes.
I might even seen him stack the pads once.
Yeah?
That's old school.
You saw a pad stack?
Have you pretty much run through all the cliches you've got written down over there?
No, he's got a few more.
A ton of them.
He's got a few more up his sleeve,
I
imagine.
I was afraid shoot all the bullets here in the first segment.
No, plenty
I told
more.
You, I got plenty from being an MVP in Bear.
Yeah, no, I've heard that as well.
Over men's 35 too. It's not an older league, so
it's non millennials.
Yeah, it's just a couple young guns in there.
That's basically what you're dealing with there.
Oh no!
All right.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So I'm we'll see what happens, but I will guarantee that Pasta's back on the first line, and he has a big series because he's back.
I think both of those things are wrong.
No, I think he could have a big series.
I don't think he's going to be on the top
line.
He will not be on the top line, to use your term. He will not be there tomorrow night, not to start.
If he's not on, I feel like if he's not on the first line, then you're going to have issues with him the whole series long. All series long. So if Cassidy knows what he's supposed to be doing, then he should.
He's pretty good.
I'm not saying not.
He just coached the ass off Mike Babcock.
Yeah, I know that, but there's a few decisions here. Come on, Bruce. Get Pasta back up there.
I thought he was a little slow to get him off that line, to be honest. If anything, my only criticism of him was
I got to give Wiggy credit, though, man.
He's consistent.
He doubles down. He will not give up on it, despite the fact that after they made the switch, they won the next two games. Wiggy's still, don't do that.
Nope, go back to it.
But it's about the
chance. He's dug in.
I'm talking about the player. They did win the games, but it wasn't because of them moving.
Why does it have to be about him, though?
Well, because
all they care about is winning the game. It's like the guy you played for down in Foxborough. He doesn't care, whether Brady's got huge stats or Wiggs got 10 catches.
Right.
It's win the damn game.
But hockey's different. Hockey's about the cohesion. We talked about the synergy you have with your line mates, right? And I think when you look at the way Pasta's performed in this first round, because of moving him, I think that's been playing mind games with him. So if I'm Cassidy did say that, hey, listen, it's going to come. And so you have to stay with your second best player on the team this year, and you got to keep him up there.
I don't think he's their second best player.
He's their third best player. Their third best forward.
He's their best player. He's their second best scorer. I would say that. You wouldn't say that?
Well, gold scorer, maybe.
Yeah, gold scorer. Marshawn and Bergeron are both better than he is.
But as far as your goal scoring, he's your second best goal scorer.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, it's a completely different series than last year because that top line had a million points against Toronto last year. This year it wasn't as much, but they were still able to beat them. And I think, again, Toronto's better than Columbus. So the fact that Pasternak was held without a goal six of the seven games and they still won gives me confidence that if that's the case again, they can do it. Or he wakes up, scores more in the series, then they definitely win.
I think that's why they got bounced last year. They kept that line together. That line played, together, and they were great. They had a great line. Tampa Bay shut down that line, and the Bruins had nothing else to offer. They went into this playoff year saying, we can't afford to put all our scoring eggs in one basket. We've got to be more balanced because that's how you win. And they've kind of proven it here.
Yeah, I just, when I look at this, when I look at the performance, because the deeper you go into the postseason in hockey, right, it's about your big guns being able to make plays and put the puck in the net, right? We all know about the goalie performance, right? So Tuukka's got to do what he did in this first round. He's got to be able to do it in the second round. But it's all about, to me, what those big guns are going to be able to do. And I think you're going to need something out of Pasta. And him on that second line, I don't think is the way you'll get it done.
Thank you, Wigsy. It's Wigsy.
No,
if he's a hockey guy, it's Wigsy.
I got it.
Sometimes they stick an R in the end, but I'm afraid to use that because it sounds like something else. I don't want to do that.
Nothing with an R. An A, you're all right.
No, I'm not even doing that.
I wouldn't go there.
I'll stick with Wigsy. I'll feel safer. 617-779-7937. It's Wednesdays with Wigsy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Some of their best players are some of their older players, and they just got to keep replenishing their core with younger players. So when I look at the areas of need, I would say a lot of offense at the top of the list. Wide receiver, tight end, you mentioned Gronkowski not being there. I'd put offensive line, the left tackle, you know, big Trent Brown left for the Raiders in free agency. And then I would add developmental quarterback because, well, Tom Brady says he wants to play another 4 years and no one's betting against him. You still have to sort of prepare for the fact that what if that doesn't happen? You want to make sure you have the next guy. So the checklist, when you look at it like that, it sort of grows a little bit as you go down the line.
Mike Reese, ESPN, talking about the needs for the New England Patriots going into the draft. Now, I will tell you that when ESPN did their mock draft and Mike Reese selected for the Patriots...
Ooh. Who do you have him taking?
Daniel Jones.
Ugh.
Quarterback.
There's no way they're going
Duke.
Him.
I don't want a quarterback in the first round.
Rich, don't worry. They're not going to take a quarterback in the first round.
You got some inside info on that?
No, but okay. I'm just saying somebody who's been a part of drafting guys
you
before.
You weren't drafted.
No, but I did help draft Richard Seymour.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
that? That's right. That was a story.
Bill passed him in the hallway.
That's a good point.
Hey, you know this? Yeah, he's really good.
That's a good point.
Dale,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. Lane James ain't the only one who knows people. So,
that's right.
Hey, you know
he
what?
Said, I played with Richard
Seymour. Oh, no, but you actually know people.
He makes up
some stuff.
Yeah, I do. I told him to call Steph Curry for me, but he's
I think if they draft a quarterback in the first
round.
There's
no way they do it.
It would be devastating. They have too many other things that they need.
Here's your first round, okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Potentially. This could happen. I'm going to give you a couple of different scenarios.
All right, walk us through. For God's sakes, could we just pick? That's like this morning. Lame Names James gave them like four different guys they were going to pick in the first round.
No, he's off the board.
Then they'll go with this
guy. I'm not going to give you guys or names. I'm going to say here's what they do.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay.
So not like specific guys or names.
Oh, position. Or trade
right.
Or whatever else.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right, scenario A.
Yeah. Either a tight end. At 32.
I like it.
Or a wide receiver. Keep your eyes on Riley Ridley out of Georgia.
I just can't picture them taking a wide receiver in the first. Tight end, I can see.
They've never done it.
But they like the Georgia players now, and Riley Ridley's a good one.
They do like Georgia players.
He's a good one. He would fit in the system.
I feel like a first-round pick would be a bit of a stretch
but
for Riley Ridley.
I could also see them packaging a deal, moving up to take Noah Fant in the first round, tight end.
How high would you have to go, do you think?
I think you'd have to go to maybe about... between 20 and 22.
That takes a lot, too, because you see some of these draft day trades, and they're insane. Like, when a team moves up a few picks, especially in the first round anyway, they move up a few picks, they have to give up so much more.
If they don't move up to get Fant, then they get Irv Smith at 32.
So that would be my prediction right now, is they just stay at 32 and they draft Irv Smith, because both Iowa guys would be gone.
He's the one tight end who might still be there at 32.
Like a good tight end who's still there. The Iowa guys are going to have to make some sort of a deal. Hawkinson seems like the man. Well, everything you read,
he's like top 10.
Yeah, no, I know.
They're moving him way up, but I think Noah Fant's going to be the better player in the league because I think he has more ability in the passing
game. Isn't he more of like a diva though, or he's got like issues? He doesn't like Kirk Ferentz.
He didn't get because they probably didn't throw him the ball.
I know, but isn't Ferentz best friends with Belichick?
Right,
he's going to want to take a guy that doesn't like him.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you get there.
That's true. They did bring in Michael Bennett, and he hated Shiano. Now Shiano quit on him. So I guess
he got Shiano out of town though, didn't he?
He did. He got his way.
Shiano went. Wait a minute. Yeah, you're bringing who in?
Bye. See ya.
Noah Fant, I think, is going to be the more productive tight end.
Really?
Especially especially in the passing game. So he's the guy I would go after if I'm going to move up to get him. So I could see them. I could see the Patriots doing that. And then they get their quarterback.
I'll disagree with you about the wide receiver thing because they've never used a first-round pick in the Belichick era on wide receiver.
If they don't, they have, you think about it, they have one in the first, two in the second, and three in the third.
Oh, they'll draft a wide receiver. Right. I just don't picture him doing
that.
That wide
receiver will come in the second round along with that quarterback. They'll draft the quarterback in the second round. The guy.
Your guy is Will Grier, isn't it?
Will Grier, yes.
I like him a lot better than Daniel Jones. Yeah,
I watched him a lot.
You just hate Duke.
I do, yeah. I hate Duke basketball. I'm like, Duke has a football program? Like, what is that? Get out of here.
I watched Will Grier a lot this year because I love West Virginia's uniforms.
Well, they're in Big 12, too. They just sling the ball
and
around.
And he throws
it's
the
awesome.
Ball. Yeah, he throws the ball all over the place because, remember, he had the leading receiver in touchdowns, the Stills kid there.
Mm-hmm.
But watch, Will Grier will be the quarterback, and they can get him in the second, maybe even at the top of the third.
So, yeah, I guess that'd be okay. I just really don't want them to use a first-round pick on a quarterback because I think Brady plays another 2 years, and then you can always draft a quarterback next year. What are your thoughts on the Josh Rosen trade rumors that are out there? Would you give up anything for Josh Rosen?
Well, they might be able to get him, it sounds like, in the second round. So maybe if you move a second round pick to get Rosen, say you get your tight end in the first round.
Yeah.
Right? Then you move to get Rosen in the second round.
They have to trade Rosen. And
right.
So it's going to be a matter of the one report, I forget who had it, said that there's a second round pick on the table. And it's Giants, Chargers, and Patriots are the teams that are
interested. So if you can get them with a second round, knowing you are going to get a quarterback in the second round. And the thing about it is, Josh Rosen, it's almost like you're getting a rookie quarterback in the sense where he only played 1 year, so he's
still... You've got to unlearn him.
He's still young, though, but he's not...
And he has 4 years left on his deal, so it would literally be like taking a second-round quarterback.
Well, let's hear what NFL insider Mike Reese has to say about the interest that the Patriots might have in Josh Rosen.
That is clearly the type of approach that the Patriots love to take. The idea that, wait a minute, you're telling me I can get a top 10 guy, a number 10 overall pick 1 year later for, let's just throw it out, a late second round pick, or you know, I'm just sort of hypothesizing what it might take. Like, they love that. Like, that's a great idea of value. And then the contract is certainly not prohibitive. That's another great value if you're going to acquire him. Like, I'm just not sure how they rate Josh Rosen. Like, the Cardinals rated him as a top 10, you know, number 10 overall guy. I'm not sure the Patriots had as high of marks on him, and that's where I sort of pause and I say, maybe not so much interest there as maybe you would think, you know, if you were just looking at the value part of the equation.
So he's not sure that they even like him all that much.
But do you have to really like a guy for a late second-round pick?
I guess it depends on last year, right? How much did they like him? Did they like him as like a second or third round? And if there's a chance they can still get
him?
It
is a value. I mean, it's a big value if you get him for something like that. He was a top 10 pick in what everybody says is a better quarterback draft than this year.
If you liked him as a second-round guy last year, and if you can get him as a second-round guy this year, why wouldn't you?
If you're going to trade draft picks, whether it be the number one pick that they have or some of their number two picks, I'd rather it be for like an A.J. Green or an established receiver. Don't trade for a backup quarterback.
There's no need to trade picks unless, like you said, unless it's to go get that guy that's on a team right now that might want out of wherever that or the guy that's proven
they
in
traded
the NFL.
A fourth round pick for Randy Moss. Like, that's insane.
Right, but you think about
find that deal, whatever that deal is.
Find that guy.
I know. Maybe it's – I mean, there is no Randy Moss, so that's fair.
Would you give up
a second-round pick, though, for a guy who you don't think is going to even play a down for you that matters for 2 years?
No.
Yes.
Nope. I'm out on that.
You mean
Rosen,
like,
he's talking about.
Yeah. But you would draft a quarterback in the second round.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that either.
So you don't.
I'm all in on Brady being the quarterback this year next year.
But even if you draft or you trade for Rosen and you get them in the second round, they're still not going to play for another 4 years. They'll still be around.
No, I don't. But my point is, I would rather draft a D lineman or a wideout or a tight end.
Somebody
or
who
a
can
linebacker.
Help you now.
You're saying somebody
because
that can contribute.
I know with Brady, I'm a Super Bowl contender every year. Maybe even the favorite every single year. As soon as Brady's gone, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, you're taking a big step backwards.
Right, but you don't know. But you have a guy that you can put in your system and you could develop him for the next 3-4 years.
Can I develop him next year then?
I mean, you could potentially do, but maybe the quarterbacks next year coming out, you got to think is the kid.
They're better.
The kid from Bama, but The Tua
Tagovailoa. Is the kid from Clemson coming out, or is he got another year?
Well, he'll be a sophomore next year, a true sophomore. So I think he's got two more years.
Yeah.
So you got the kid from Bama.
Yeah.
Right?
Tua. Yeah,
Tua Tagovailoa.
You're not going to finish bad enough to be able to draft.
No, but you can make trades. I mean, if they traded all these picks, the kid from Oregon's supposed to be the best.
But those guys are going to be like top 15. So you got to really go up to get those guys. When you look at this year's quarterback draft, right? And then you throw a Rosen into it, for example. You got plenty of guys that you might be able to grab in the second round. I don't know, next year, are you going to have that Will Grier that's available in the second round? And, you know, I don't know.
Like, there'll probably be another guy that we're not even talking about.
Right. Maybe the draft class is not as, you know, is not as quarterback True. Heavy next year. So if there's a guy that you like and you can get in the second round, you know, you're always taking, no matter if it's a positional player in the second round, you're always running a risk anyways. This guy's not going to contribute for a couple of years. You think about.
They drafted Duke Dawson in the second round last year.
Right.
I mean, what was that?
And they drafted the other kid, granted he did hurt his knee, but when he came back, the Rivers kid.
Oh, Derek Rivers, third round 2 years ago.
I do think that they planned on him playing. I mean.
Well, but he had been available, like.
He was a healthy scratch for some of those games.
A lot of games, he was available, and they couldn't get pressure, and they're like, you know, who were they going to use there? They were using, what's his name, Simon, more than this kid Rivers. So, but I think if you can get a quarterback in the second round, a guy that you like, I'm fine with it, because you got another pick in the second round that you can waste on, let's say it's a receiver if you've already gotten your tight end in the first round.
I could see them doing tight end in the first round. I could see them doing defensive lineman. I could see them doing defensive back. I don't think it'll be a quarterback with all due respect to Mike Reese. I don't think it'll be a wide receiver.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll be a running back.
That'd be definitely against type to go
That's
receiver.
That's another position that we really haven't talked about. By losing Trey Flowers, right,
mm-hmm.
there's been some guys that are in this draft that you could potentially maybe get in that first round. And with 32, that could be those edge rushers, those defensive ends that can get after those quarterback, those stand-up outside linebackers in a 3-4 defense. Mm-hmm. There's a couple guys that are coming out in this draft that you might potentially be able to get right there.
Including a guy from Georgia.
Yeah.
There's a guy from Georgia.
Yeah, I was going to guess that might be who.
DeAndre. His name is DeAndre Walker.
Yes, that's him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's right in that position.
So it could be him.
6'3", 200.
They'll definitely draft two players from the same school because they do that.
They always do.
Every single year.
Well, Georgia's got some good ones coming out.
Maybe but there's double also up on the dogs.
There's a kid, what's his name? The kid that had the tremendous combine workout, the Montez Sweat, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, from Mississippi State.
Right, from Mississippi State. He's fallen a little bit because he has some type of heart condition.
Oh, well, there's a reason to fall.
Good value on the heart guy.
But you never know. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be something that affects him.
617-779-7937. We get right back to the calls with you. We're going to ask Wiggy anything just about an hour or so from now, somewhere in that ballpark. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. By the way, Tom Brady was ablaze on Twitter last night. He was all in on the Bruins. He's got a picture today that he posted on Twitter of him. I think he's been working out at Boston College.
Yeah, they were throwing balls, him and Edelman.
And there's a picture of him at BC. He's standing there holding a football with a hoodie on. He says, "I'm ready. Anyone want to run it back?"
Oof.
Gee, he wouldn't get many volunteers there. You'd go work out with him, wouldn't you, Wake?
Hell yeah. Oh yeah,
why not?
I don't know how many routes I could run.
No,
you do like a little, like in a row.
Stand at like 15, 20 yards away. You know, because a lot of
you could run that one just to the flat. Maybe.
Well, no, I don't like
tight end screen
where quarterbacks. You know, they just need somebody to stand there and catch the football.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Just like warm them up, really.
Yeah.
Wait, forget forget waving the flag. You should go on Twitter and say, "Hey, Tom, you're in Boston.
You need
I'm in
a guy.
Boston. Let's play catch."
I'd bring my my kid there to run routes. He could run routes for Brady.
He could run them all day.
Listen, you're all over the social media with Hockey Talk. Get it, Brady.
I mean, you know, I could just text him. I don't have to tweet him.
Brady was
I know Tom Brady. The show account.
You like that? That's Lame James. Then I could text Brady.
The show account just tweeted to Brady to let him know, Wiggy, that you are ready to go.
All right. I'm ready to go.
He did tweet out last night,
if he bites
and I'm quoting, he said, "I think Zdeno could play a little tight end."
Yes. Yeah, he's having some fun, isn't
he's
he?
A large man.
Tall guy.
Yeah, 6'9 is too big for the tight
too
end position.
Too tall.
Yeah, you just...
Put on some weight, be a left tackle.
Yes.
That's kind of where he's at.
Yeah, you're too tall. You want to, you know, and once you get to like 6'6, that's up there. You
be like, he also has like 0% body fat. I mean, he's ripped, but he's real.
Yeah, he would get.
He's gonna have to put on a lot of
weight. Yeah, he'd get thrown around like a rag doll. Be like, "Whoa, there goes Chara."
Yeah, people taking his knees out. Right. It'd be dangerous. It wouldn't be good.
All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937. Travis is on the cell phone. Hey, Travis.
Hey, how's it going? Just wanted an opinion on whether if Rask might get a rest game in, Halak come in, maybe
two.
Chooker.
I don't think so, Travis. No. He just played his best game maybe of the season. I'm gonna keep riding that thing.
But if we're going to have a road all the way open up to the Cup, would we want to maybe have one in there for him?
No. Like they don't have any back-to-backs. You know, he gets a day off between every game.
They did
that
all season.
Yeah.
Just to get him ready for this.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea was don't overuse him during the regular season. You had a great backup in Yaroslav Halak. He made it possible. Both guys won 20 games. Everything worked out so that you could then get to the playoffs, and that's your goaltender.
Well, he was not the issue in any games that they lost in round one. And I don't think if anybody thinks putting anything on Tuukka, they're out of their mind. But now it's the second round, and he's got to be able to continue to do that, right? I mean, he's not off the hook yet.
Nope.
And I think there are a lot of people are still, you know, okay, Tuukka, come on. Can we continue to do this? Like you said, Keith, can you win a Stanley Cup with Tuukka?
And Columbus scored a bunch of... Now, I know there were some empty netters in there, but they scored 19 goals in 4 games. They're on fire, too.
You think about Columbus. Like I said, I don't know much about them, but they beat, from what everybody was telling me, the Golden State Warriors of hockey.
That a lot. Yeah.
So they beat the Lightning.
Turns out they're not the Golden State Warriors
If some team swept Golden State in the first round of the playoffs, it would be the same as what Columbus just did. It'd be the same thing.
And I would be pretty concerned.
Which we owe the Golden State Warriors an apology for saying that Tampa is like them. Because they are not. Golden State would not lose in the first round. That's what makes them Golden State.
They would get swept in
the first round. No. In fact, with Durant, all they've done is won titles. And they're going to win another one this year.
And so I'm not taking... So going into this, like I said, not knowing much about Columbus.
Yeah.
I'm still, as a Bruins fan, there's a little bit of reservation there. Like, okay.
They got some familiar faces.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Nash. You remember Riley Nash?
I remember him.
And I don't think he plays a lick, but Adam McQuaid is on the team. They just have him as like insurance.
Oh, wow.
He's there. They traded for him, then they don't play him.
No.
They traded for him, and he played like a game, and then he sat out, and Tortorella was like, the game's too fast for him. It's like, you guys just traded for him. They're like, he's too fast. So he doesn't play.
Jay's in Quincy. Hey, Jay.
Hey, so when I called in an hour ago, I totally forgot about the Wiggy effect, and I'm not complaining because, I mean, I love listening to the guy talk.
Sure.
So do you guys remember the trade deadline in the NHL? Like, people are like, oh, what, they got Coyle? Big deal. And then everybody was, like, yelling at the like, what are you doing, Columbus? You're not even going to make the playoffs. Why are you making all these trades? And here they are.
Yeah, they won that. They I guess, knew what they were doing. But there was a time, even when they got all their guys, that they had slipped out of playoff contention, and then they needed to get as many points as possible there at the end to get in. But, no, that was a surprise, and they bet on themselves, and they so far have won.
They just swept Tampa Bay.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it's
crazy.
Like,
and they did it. And I think game one is probably going to be kind of a bloodbath because they're both going to be looking to, like, prove how tough they are. And if the Bruins can come out of game one with a win, then they'll win that bloodbath, and then maybe it will settle down sort of like it did in this series.
Ooh, bloodbath. Well, you don't see many bloodbaths in the
playoffs. Well, bloodbath last night. That guy on the ice.
Well,
holy smokes.
Because he hit his head on the ice.
Well,
but
they've made it soft now.
You don't want to do something stupid that hurts your team. I mean, look at the last night's example. You take a 5-minute major.
I don't know.
It shouldn't have been a five-minute major.
Debatable.
But, you give up 4 power play goals.
Four power play goals.
I mean, imagine now you do something stupid. Yeah. You take a 5-minute major and it's whoop, there it goes. Whoop, oh there God. It goes. And then
imagine watching that as a Vegas fan last night.
Like,
you just lose your freaking mind.
Going on
get the
here.
Puck out of there.
By the way, the Vegas fans shouldn't be whining either. Okay, it shouldn't have been a major. Should have been a minor. How about if you kill something off here?
Couldn't kill it off.
Don't be afraid to not give up four goals.
Well, you think about last night, the Bruins had two penalty kills, which they were able to give up.
And did not have a single power play try of their own.
Right. And you think
it's crazy.
And
so, Toronto did what they needed to do in that regard.
Right.
That had to be their message. Like, we can't afford to allow a power play to happen because they're going to score on it. And they didn't, and yet they still lose.
Bruins, they've always been spectacular, though, with their PK, though. Always been. Even, as far as they go back. Mm. They do a good job.
They're pretty good.
I mean, that's big last night. 2-1 game. You kill off two power plays.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house. It's Wednesdays with Wiggy. We're going to ask Wiggy anything about 11:45 or 12:45 or thereabouts.
We've gotten some real good stories so far. We got the Denzel Washington story, the Michael Jordan story.
God knows how Wiggy, where he'll take us next.
He drafted Richard Seymour.
I'm like Lame James, man. We know a lot of people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.